Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Who are they exactly?
I'm sorry, I'm going to, just the last question I'll take, and I'm really going to be in trouble.
And I have another meeting, for real.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
Who are the people hitting the flippers on the walk-away Joe pinball machine? Most of Biden's cabinet is essentially just as useless as bumbling Joe.
Have any Americans gotten out since that last flight?
I don't have data to provide on that front.
But there are some notable exceptions. Is it Obama's former Ebola White House response coordinator and Fannie Mae and asbestos lobbyist, now White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain?
Any effort to end our military presence in Afghanistan was going to be filled with heartbreaking scenes and difficulties. And I think the Biden administration has managed that as well as it can be managed under the circumstances we were placed in.
Is it Obama's minion-in-chief and former U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice, who is now Biden's director of the White House Domestic Policy Council?
President Biden, on his first day in office, implemented an executive order that will embed racial justice and equity in everything the federal government does.
Is it DNI Director Avril Haines, who oversaw hundreds or possibly thousands of civilian drone murders under Obama and is currently overseeing them in Afghanistan?
The intelligence community has the capacity to understand, warn, protect, and defend the United States against the threats we face. This includes threats from traditional state actors, as well as evolving and critical national, transnational threats, including climate change, cyber attacks, terrorism, global organized crime and corruption, disinformation campaigns, and more.
Yeah, those people may be responsible for cutting the mic on Biden.
Whatever you want me to do.
Or instructing him not to take questions. But who is turning the Biden wind-up toy besides a steady diet of goading from the Obama camp? The history of the Biden family's compromised treachery has to find a way into the administration's globalist UN think tank policy objectives.
The email is saying, look, I need a set of keys for Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, my uncle, and the chairman of CEFC, Gong Wen Dong. So all of these people are sharing an office together?
This is not some random Chinese company on the fringes of Chinese political life. It's at the center of it. And this is the same entity upon which Joe Biden, you know, the so-called big guy, was going to get 10%. They were literally going to share office space. They were going to house the Biden Foundation and a CEFC office in the exact same office space. So it's very troubling, and it speaks to the fact of how cozy the Bidens have been with the Chinese.
And who better to funnel the onslaught of the 21st communist Chinese century than U.S. Ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns?
And if you think of trafficking of human beings, drug and crime cartels, all the transnational issues, pandemics, we can't do much without China. I think that balancing these two imperatives is going to be vital.
Pandemics.
Burns has been a staunch defender of George Soros since the mid-90s, when he served as a spokesman for the State Department in the Bill Clinton administration, and now sits side by side with Soros heir apparent, Jonathan Soros, as a member of the Intelligence Council for Intelligence Squared, a group that claims to be, quote, a nonpartisan, nonprofit debate series working to restore civility, reasoned analysis, and constructive public discourse to today's media landscape.
We're looking for a social and political revolution, and in the end, revolutions have losers as well as winners.
A scorched earth media landscape that polls reveal is affecting Americans to the point of unity born of the chaotic withdrawal of Afghanistan. As Rasmussen polls now say 52% of voters think Biden should resign over Afghanistan withdrawal, while the liberal stronghold of New Hampshire Institute of Politics poll found Mr. Biden's approval rating slipped to 44% approve and 55% disapprove. And an NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that 63% of Americans polled over the direction of the country say we're heading in the wrong direction. The real question is, isn't that what Biden's handlers wanted in the first place? John Bound reporting.
All right, folks, start your engines. I am loaded for bear. We've got the fourth hour ready, spreading its wings, and it's taking off.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Guardian, Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and so many other publications saying you need to kill yourself for planet Earth. You need to extinct yourself. You need to bare minimum have a hysterectomy or even a vasectomy is not enough for them. They want you physically dead. They want you gone. I'm going to cover where they're taking us and how the death cult's operating. Next segment, here's a Fox News headline with it. College is teaching how it's ethical to commit suicide and how all humans must be exterminated. What an alien force is amongst us that's pushing this. But I want to talk about the globalists that run this situation and what their global ID, their global digital ID, vaccine passport being an excuse for it, but in their own words, whether it's the leader of Australia or the leader of Canada or the EU bureaucrats or the UN officially on Monday putting out their big report saying here's the world standardization for the world ID for the medical system and it'll be used for your global carbon tax. Your smartphone will allot what kind of job you have, when you're allowed to leave your house, what you're allowed to do. Every action will be controlled. First hour, I played a TV clip called Plannedopolis out of the UK, and there's similar films funded by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation, telling you that you'll get meat once a year, you're not allowed to meet your family, you stay in your house, and you talk to people virtually. And that is the plan by 2030. Well, that was 2020. And I would, you know, just point out that we now see everything they talked about in 2010 being launched in 2020 for the year 2030. And when we talked about this in 2010, people are like, come on, they'll never be able to pull that. They'll never get that done. And I told folks, I said, it's in Operation Lockstep. They're going to use the fear of a virus to do it. So people, again, keep saying all over Facebook, all over Twitter, all in emails we get, in calls we get. I had two people this morning when I was hiking on the Greenbelt come over and say hi to me. But I had one guy say, I really want to believe you're a good guy, but are you for real? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, how do you know all this? How do you keep predicting what's going to happen? And I looked at the guy and I said, you must not listen to the show. He goes, yeah, I listen sometimes. I said, so you don't know every day I explain this. And it's not about me. I'm not explaining this because this hurts me. I'm not explaining this because, oh, you said I'm a Fed or I'm an insider because I know what's going to happen next. You need to understand this is public information so that it's not magical and you don't get it from a fairy with pixie dust. You don't get it from a leprechaun. You don't get it from Alex Jones. They've written damn books and white papers and battle plans and children's cartoons produced by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation that say, we'll tell you where you work, where you do, how long you live. You won't have a car. You'll have nothing. You're a prisoner in your house. And coming up last segment this hour, I've got five videos out of Australia where people are locked up in their houses under martial law. So for heaven's sake, I was out at dinner, not name dropping, it's just true, with a very famous MIT AI scientist in Joe Rogan. And the guy was asking me, how do you know all this? And I was like, well, I know about all the secret tunnels, underground bases under MIT. He's like, wow, you know about those? Yeah, they're there. This is not really a big deal. I mean, yeah, it's just DARPA programs. Yeah. And I said, this stuff's all open source, man. I know all this stuff. I don't like the best intel in the military is troops are massing on the border. And you look through the binoculars and see the troops are really upset, look like they're agitated. You've been watching them for months and you know, okay, the attack's coming. Doesn't matter they're on the radio saying they're not going to attack or you know, you can see what they're doing with your eyeballs. And you can read where they brag. I mean, criminals love to brag. So they brag about all this stuff all over the place. I mean, I know about the underground bases under Austin and under the Austin-Bergstrom Airport because my grandfather lived here and he knew people that were involved in construction that built the damn thing. Later it came out there's secret bunkers and secret railroads out to Fort Hood, the nuclear weapon arsenal. But I was 10 years old and learned driving around by the airport back when it was still an Air Force base that it was a secret nuclear weapons base. I don't need to know that out of some congressional declassification. See, that's called street smarts versus being book smarts, but I also have the book smarts. So that's all just extremely frustrating to me that the only reason this is going to get really bad before it gets better is the media preconditioned people that if you talk about world government, if you talk about eugenics, if you talk about depopulation, if you talk about all this stuff, you're a conspiracy theorist and you get attacked for it. So then when they finally announce world government, world ID, total control, people don't want to go there because they don't want the New York Times to say globalism doesn't exist. The globalists call it globalism. They have congressional hearings where Fiona Hill goes, I don't know what globalists are. I'm not even a liberal. Alex Jones attacked me and said, I want world government. She was on 60 Minutes. She was the main writer at theglobalist.com where she calls for global government. But that's their disdain for you. That's their hatred for you. That's how they lie to you. So I'm going to get into all this when we come back. I'm going to cover what the world's going to look like, what it's going to be like. But just look at the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the snake woman, and look at her with this child trafficking, devil-worshipping husk of a human that is literally a meat bag for a demon to exercise its anti-human operations. And look at her right here. They think they're on the winning team. These people are not on the winning team. They're on the losing team. They're all on Adderall. They're all on blood transfusions. They're all on drugs. They're all losers because they're not connected to God. They don't know what's going on. Now the left, all big leftists came out against Ruth Bader Ginsburg because she didn't step down under Obama. And they said, thanks, you old dead white bitch. Critics blame Ginsburg when Texas abortion law survived Supreme Court challenge. They worshipped her, but they didn't. And now she's dead, and they're calling her names. Every statistic, hundreds of different studies show leftists are more apt to commit suicide. They're 7, 8 times, 9 times more often to steal, to lie, to virtue signal, to say they're giving to charity, but they're not giving to charity. Because they're fakes, they're empty, they're frauds, and none of them are following their own advice. They're just trying to get you in line because they know you have a conscience. And that's why they go virtue signal to women and virtue signal to sheiks and Sikhs and go and always or oh, how they're your friend and how they're with you because they're sociopaths and psychotics. And the minute you start disassociating with them. They always want to bully you and take your human association away and put you in a cage till you submit to them, because they're already in a cage. And we don't wish any harm upon them. We just want them in their own hell. You go be damned with yourselves. You go, oh, but vampires can't feed on vampires. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to hit this and talk about the rollout and how they're rolling it out and how we got to stop it and what it's going to look like if you submit. Now, I know this general audience knows they shouldn't submit. They know it gets worse the more you go along with it. I get that. But you better, and I better, talk to people. Because you know what I did when I was on the Hagenbeck Trail at least 10 times today? When I saw people with children, I said, Europe and the EU, the UK just banned booster shots and under 16 taking the shots. And a lot of them say, oh, really? And I'd say, yes. And I'd say, and there's cancer viruses in there, too. And I just do it. Please protect yourselves. The UK just banned under 16s, and the EU just banned the booster shots. Please protect yourselves. Please protect yourselves. Please protect yourselves.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And gentlemen, we have two very important special reports I'm going to air before a very special guest takes over in the fourth hour, Stu Peters. And next segment, I'm going to get into the public rollout of the depopulation extermination program. Major universities now teaching that white people should all commit suicide. It's part of a larger plan for everyone to commit suicide. But they first try to use reverse racism as an excuse to get people to buy into the idea and then to have whites to believe it's a new virtue signal to kill themselves. Experience. I campaign for the extinction of the human race. London Guardian promotes that. And I've got all the headlines where they're pushing it and saying, kill your baby. They're parasites on the earth. But, of course, they just want you to die because they're selfish monsters. They don't have any intent on themselves dying. So, I played this twice in the first hour. I'm not going to play it again, but you can type into YouTube. Plandopolis. Maybe you guys can pull it up for folks. The exact search term. And you can see four different scenarios put out by the Rockefeller Foundation that founded and runs the UN. But the groups that produced it, you can look at them. They're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN. Just like the World ID is funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN. And so, Monday, the UN came out officially. There it is, Megacities on the Move, Plandopolis. It's got 10,000 views. Their stuff's not very popular. And so, they say you're going to be a prisoner in your house. You'll have to telecommute. You're only allowed out of your house once a week. You're allowed to travel outside your city once a year. You're allowed to travel outside your country three times in your lifetime. It starts that way. In the last segment of this hour, I'm going to show you the Australian news, where they're just saying it. But let's get into that right now. CDC, I'm going to show you the foreshadowing. This is what they were announcing a year ago in Australia. Oh, hey, unvaccinated, you're not going to be able to travel. Now it's here. Now it's in Australia. Now, where were they were a year ago, in the exact same formula, exact same announcements. They're just beta testing it. They're on their formal penal colony. CDC, unvaccinated should not travel over Labor Day weekend. They're just announcing that. They also tell you learned immunity or natural immunity is no good. Total lie. It's like saying white clouds are black. Or, again, Superman wears a green uniform. Or the Dallas Cowboys or the Dallas Ding-Dongs. I mean, it's none of it's true on its face. A criminal, savage lie by these scum. Here's another one. Italy may eventually make COVID vaccine shots compulsory. Even as the EU finally under pressure says no booster shots and you shouldn't inject under 12s, and the UK says don't inject under 16s. Huge victories, but the government, who's the bureaucrats, move forward. Australia's next authoritarian move is so insane that it would make Orwell blush. Big article out of Red State. And we've already played some of the newscasts. Folks, you can't make this up. Canada is now adopting as well. You have to have a cell phone on you at all times or you get 5 years in prison. But don't worry, the government has a program just like the Obama phone where they're going to give you one, and it's going to watch you and listen to you, and the police are going to be logged into it at all times, monitoring what you say and what you do. I already played that newscast first hour. I'm not kidding. And the police under the law, that's an advisory, but the Crown is authorizing it, will also impersonate you online in your phone and on your computer. This is to shut down all dissent and all organizing. I mean, this is just North Korea on PCP. At what point does an ostensibly free country cease to be a liberal democracy? How about a republic of the people? Whenever you choose to draw the line, We can rest assured that Australia has not just passed it, but done a double backflip over it while shooting double birds in the air. That's a great way of saying that, by Bonacci. See, so many folks have to use pen names now because you get persecuted. Perfectly said. If North Korea is the line, they did double backflips over it shooting the bird. I mean, it is like running people over with cars, with horses, beating children, decking women in the face. I mean, and now Canada's announced it all. That weird hedgehog premiere they've got up there. I've written previously about some of the wildly authoritarian scenes emanating from down under, including police abuse and the government keeping people essentially locked in their homes for all but 1 hour a day, if you're vaccinated. But if you challenge tyranny to one-up itself, it usually delivers. Yeah, because no one's stopping it. Thomas Jefferson was asked, what's the level tyrants will go to? He said, the level you will accept. That's the case in South Australia as they prepare a new COVID mitigation app. This is the test for the whole country and the whole world. That is so insane, it would make Orwell blush. Read this from The Atlantic and understand that the following is not satire. And The Atlantic is promoting this. The Atlantic is all the, you know, globalist. Interstate travel in Australia is also severely restricted, and the government of South Australia, one of the country's six states, developed and is now testing an app as Orwellian as any free world to enforce its quarantine rules. She says, oh, it's free. It's free world. People in South Australia will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will test them in random times, and therefore there will be 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in the location where they're supposed to be. Should they fail, the local police department will be sent to follow up in person. We don't tell them how often or when or random by basis they have to reply every 15 minutes, Premier Stephen Marshall explained. I think every South Australian should feel pretty proud that we are the national pilot for the home-based quarantine app. I'm going to go further now. Play the clip from Joe Rogan, in October of last year. And I haven't asked Joe to get back on the show yet because that's his pet peeve. We hang out quite a bit. But he does, you know, he likes to have guests on when he wants them. But I really want to go on there because he challenged me last time to help me to show everything I said was true. It was good what he did, but it was grueling. Everything I said, they checked. I'm going to put together a quick video for Joe about this and for everybody too, but explaining it's a carbon app, it's a carbon credit app, it's a carbon calorie app that's going to track and tax everywhere you go. That's official from the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation. We have all the documents. I've showed it to you first hour. I showed you the cartoons for kids telling them get ready to leave your house. You've got to have a phone. That's 10 years ago. So it's here. And we need to oppose this and realize this transcends vaccines and shots and immunity. This is a global ID system to lock your ass in your house when they want, and it's going to be all the time. And it's meant to implode the world economy, get everybody scared not having a job, and then there's not going to be enough resources, and people subconsciously will then support horse depopulation. And I love how the media spins it. Oh, they traded too much liberty. The Atlantic has articles about wanting a medical ID and a medical passport to travel or have a job, but then they have a good cop, bad cop. Oh, they traded too much liberty. As if you trade liberty against security. You get North Korea. Benjamin Franklin, those that give up liberty for supposed security deserve and will get neither. It's disgusting. It's the new North Korea. It's a joke. It's an example of the world. So is New Zealand. So is Spain. So is the UK. It's a global UN plan, officially. But where is Ted Cruz? Where is Rand Paul? Where's Trump saying this is a UN world government takeover? It officially is. Hell, they admit it is. It's all happening. They've all been censored, and they won't even stand up. Because I think they're paid off. I think they're in on it. I think Trump and I think Rand Paul and Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz are working for the New World Order. They better get up. Ron Paul better get up off his ass and do something too, or he's on their payroll. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake.
Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. We've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now listen up. Your name. Well, you might not make it back. She's got the looks that kill tyrants. That kill. She's got the look. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide on this Friday, September 3rd, global transmission.
We got to start moving through, my friends. We got to start exposing the whole thing and bringing it down. Look, I don't think Trump's an evil person and a bad person. I don't think Rand Paul's an evil person. I don't think Ron Paul's an evil person. I don't think Ted Cruz is an evil person. I don't think Josh Hawley's an evil person. I don't think Senator Cotton's a bad person. But they must be naive then. You know, I said, what, is Trump a dumbass that he's saying the Pfizer and Moderna shots are safe and effective and that they work? Because they don't. They're down to 39% effectiveness if you believe their BS. Now, Fauci says you need the third shot, then you will be 100% protected. And then in 6 months, they'll say, oh, it doesn't even work. Take more. I mean, they're damn liars, Trump. Don't crap on me and tell me that it's chocolate ice cream. Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. And so, look, the corporations have bought off these people. I don't know if their aides are controlling them. I don't know what's going on. Senator Paul's the best at calling out Fauci for being a war criminal and saying he should be criminally investigated. I love Senator Paul. I think he ought to be the next president. I think he's better than DeSantis. I'll say it. Everyone's like, oh, DeSantis. Went to Yale, all the rest of it. Didn't support Trump early on. I like a lot of stuff he's doing. I don't think he's evil, but I don't trust him. And I'd like to see him maybe VP with Senator Paul. But listen, the whole project of world government and world ID is being run by the UN Klaus Schwab and the corporations. They're bragging that they're implementing a world government. They're bragging that they're deindustrializing to starve a third world and organize them to invade. We got to have leaders that address what this is. It's not just in their white papers. It's not just in their battle plans. They're doing it now. And I watch Senate hearings and I watch House hearings. And Jim Jordan and people like him, who are good guys, are still talking about Russiagate and still talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. That's all distractions. It's important. It shows they're above the law. Afghanistan's important because they did it on purpose. Of course they did. It's part of putting China in a power position. But if you do not address the world government, New World Order takeover, if you do not address who's running it and the power, then we're never going to stop it. And I know why they don't. It's not because they're paid off. Donald Trump knows all this. Senator Paul knows all this. They're just as smart as I am, maybe smarter. They're just as smart as we are. They are scared. Yeah, there's Trump with Klaus Schwab on the screen. And, you know, Trump read what Schwab said the first year at Davos. He said, Xi Jinping will help us defeat America and Trump. And Herman Von Rumpke, the head of the EU at the time, said, the heir to the entire Nazi fortune, the king of Luxembourg. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Running around drunk on the stage. Like, he was quoted as saying, China with the Davos group in Europe will defeat the Americans economically. We have tricks. We have tricks for them. And then Schwab runs around them. Yes, master, I have tricks for them. We scare them with virus. Ha, ha, ha. We're like, our intel, our military, you know what's going on. They'll activate Kraken operation with Q. They'll all be at Guantanamo. And I'm like, that's a psyop. We're about to lose. Mayday, mayday, shut up, Jones. You're not a patriot. You don't talk to the president like Q does. And I'm just like, blow my hair out. This audience built the entire platform off of which Trump took off. It ain't about credit, but you understand, I know as much as anybody in the world about this stuff. I know the enemy's plans. I've studied it backwards and forwards. It's not about, oh, I'm a big shot. It's about, we are the resistance. We know what's going on. There's no magic Q fairy. There's the Rockefellers and the New World Order, and there's us in Jesus Christ. There's God and the devil. Our enemy's out in the open. There's none of this secret of, oh, I'm going to go to 8chan and find out the double Q new. Blah, blah. It's pedophiles are coming for your kids. World IDs to leave your house. Total tracking, total control, New World Order. Cutting your resources off, starving the third world, organizing them as weapons to come take over. Flooding the streets with fentanyl. Setting up 5G to give you cancer everywhere. And everyone loves to imagine there's this magical place up there with all the magical truths and, oh, and the power and the good. I mean, you got a bunch of globalists that are into the occult and Satanism who've got life extension technology, but it doesn't work perfect. They've got a bunch of incredible weapons. Yes, they have antimatter weapons. They even leaked it to scare the Chinese, but I know from the equations they've got them. The equations for atomic bombs are 127 years old. The equations for hydrogen bombs are 99 years old. And the equations for antimatter bombs are about 70 years old. And in the last 20 years, the United States purified and prepared antimatter warheads. They've only simulated, but they believe will probably destroy large parts of the solar system if detonated here. Probably would take the sun out if they detonate it. So what? I mean, so what? Okay, so you got antimatter bombs. What does that even mean? Doomsday bombs. Well, it means these people are out of control. Like, no one should even make a weapon like that. Well, what if the aliens show up? Oh, yeah, right. As if things God already made that can get here aren't way more advanced and are really scared. I love that Mars Attacks is an allegory. Very sophisticated movie. When they finally fire the ICBM at the alien mothership, they send out a little toy that sucks up the blast, and then the head alien puffs it like puffing paint. That's really art. That's really smart. That's exactly what advanced aliens would probably do, something just like that. And they just came here because they're totally satanic and Mars Attacks just want to kill people. So they're just out killing people, having fun with their robot toys and stuff. They already had weapons blow the whole planet up. And that gives you a window into the globalists. That's an allegory. The Martians is like a H.G. Wells War of the Worlds, where you think of them because they're far in advance as loving and good. They're actually horrible and evil and destructive. They're just more advanced with their weapons. And so you think they're coming to come in peace. They're studying you because they just want to torture you and chop your dog's head off and sew it onto you. They're mad scientists. In Mars Attacks, they're mad scientists, just like Fauci and Bill Gates are. They just want to poison you and kill you and piss on you. That's what they're telling you in Mars Attacks. And they want to dress up like women and run around in their underwear having bizarre sex. That's what the globalists are actually like. And they don't want peace, and they don't want love. And as soon as you figure that out, we can start kicking their ass. But people don't want to figure that out. They want to play along how it's all peaceful and it's all fun, but you let them put their world ID in, you accept the world ID, then it's the carbon ID, and they've now announced Trudeau and Canada and Australia and the UN that they're going to lock you in your house and say when you can leave and go, and if you violate that, they'll turn your phone off where you can't get food, and they've already done it all over the world. They've said it. And now judges are arresting people for watching Mike Lindell's thing. I'll read that when we come back. Man sent to solitary confinement, arrested his home after a compliance check at his home. That's what it says, a compliance check. He was caught looking at Rumble. And the judge said, you're not allowed. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the computer crashed and they were downloading the new reports I shot. So those will have to air on the War Room or something. They're pretty good reports. They'll be at Bandai Video. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Your arms around me.
Still I got you. There ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby. And what I can do.
All you gotta do is let yourself go. All right, we are back live. The computer rebooted. We have the two reports that are going up on Band.Video. They're not up there yet. AJ exposes electric car chargers in Austin. It's a very important report. Only 3.5 minutes. And then Love Rules the Universe. Something I shot while hiking with my son on Monday, early morning, right when the sun came up, and I, like at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I forgot to ever give this to the guys to upload it, but we're going to play that report here in a second as well. But I'm going to do a whole report on what's going to happen if they put this in place in their own words and what's already happened. But imagine being locked in your house and a phone tells you when you can go out, when you can't. That's now happening in Australia. That's now happening in Spain. That's now happening in the UK. And they're just going for broke because they know there was a global wake-up, a populism. People don't want the mega banks ruling. The globalists are all going to go to jail like Bernie Madoff. They're thousands of times worse. And so they had a virus scare and a lockdown. They're teaching you to live under martial law and to have an app like you're a prisoner when you can go out, when you can't go out, to dog train you and totally control you. But the good news is the headlines, the boil downs are on Infowars.com. Major top health advisors from the EU, the UK, and the US are saying no booster shots and don't give this to under 16s. And it's just beautiful. So thank God for that. And you saw the doctor we had on last hour who was so amazing, Dr. Dan Stock, saying this is the best news he's seen since this crap started almost 2 years ago. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, everybody, for the prayers. Let's repent. Let's be good. Let's say no. Let's not comply. And we can do this together. Keep going to city council. Keep going to the school boards. Go to every event. Go to your private school and get in their face or start a new one and say no to these masks and no to the forced injections. And that's why they're so scared. Because they know we're onto them. They launched their attack, folks, and they didn't shut us. They didn't shut you down, so they're not getting what they want. Forbes deletes article by education expert asserting that forcing children to wear masks causes psychological trauma. Infowars.com. They're scared of that coming out. Get it out. They're scared because if they were invincible, they wouldn't care. If our resistance didn't matter, they wouldn't be so upset. They are doing this out of desperation. They're going to fall. They're going to be defeated. History shows that. The question is, how bad is it going to get before we turn it around? I'm all in to stop these people because I don't want to be a slave and I want to survive. I'm not doing this out of being Mr. Cool. I know what's going on. My head's screwed on straight. They're attacking us. What the hell do you think we're supposed to do? Get scared that the FBI might come set me up as they threaten to do if I don't stop attacking Fauci and Gates? I don't want to die. I'm not suicidal. I don't want to go to prison. But I'm not stopping. I'm not signing on to mass murder and death. And like dominoes, you're going to see everything come out, folks. I mean, because they're going to start shooting the kids up. They're starting to die already in the trials. And these scientists know they're signing on to killing kids. They may convince the parents to kill their kids or maim their kids. But the scientists know what this is. And they're finally going, what the hell am I doing? Like Darth Vader throwing Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. I mean, how far will you at the government, the FBI, go when you go to people's houses to see if they're watching Mike Lindell's TV show and you put them in solitary confinement? I mean, is that the country you want your kids to live in? Really? When are you going to wake up, folks? When are you going to come back up for air? Unbelievable. Here's a little clip from the Joe Rogan thing. Just when I didn't predict this last year, they were already setting it up. But here I am talking about the world ID, the medical ID. Entire Democratic Party strategy
I understand.
Is to say Trump is to blame for COVID,
which
and to say
saying,
the economy shut down until you get them elected.
I don't think
and
that's what she's saying.
They're all saying.
I understand.
Joe Biden's like, we're going to end this COVID by endless lockdowns once Trump's out. If you want to go back to normal, do this. And their own. Listen, this is an end of civilization event. The Rockefellers and others put out Operation Lockstep. They're never going to stop this. They're going to have COVID tracking. They're going to have checkpoints. They're going to have apps on your phone.
So how do
And it just goes on from there. I didn't just imagine it, then it came true. And I know most of the audience gets that, but a lot of people don't. And they're like, how do you know this? You must be the head of the CIA. It's like they're freaking telling you what they're doing. I got a lot more I want to hit, but let's talk about something positive here. Let's go ahead and roll this special report. Love rules the universe, not the little rat-like Satanists like Fauci.
As negative as this world is, and as bad as the globalists are, throughout history, there's always evil groups that try to take over and want to dominate, and there's always good people that organize against it. That's the nature of the universe, good versus evil. It's all spiritual. So remember, the sun is always going to be rising on a new day, and if we simply value freedom and stand up for it and realize we have a right to be independent and a right to say no to medical tyranny and a right to say no to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Fauci, they will end up going to prison. They will end up being an example in Nuremberg, too, for evil for generations to come. And this time we can say never again. But we know it will happen again. Because that's the cycle of humans. We go through rebirth and have incredible wealth and renaissance. Then we become decadent, corrupt, evil again. We go into bondage again. The tyrants always push too far and humanity wakes up again. Then we rediscover freedom and become wealthy and powerful again. This is the cycle. And just because they understand that cycle and believe they've created the end of history with scientific evil that they believe will override us, that will only push us to even higher, better levels of liberty and freedom. And that's what InfoWars is about. We've made mistakes, but we don't lie on purpose. We have about a 98% accuracy rate, and we believe in humanity, and we believe in God, and we believe in family and justice and a pro-human future. So, think about all the good in the world, and that's why we're standing up. That's why we're fighting back. Don't let the globalists make you depressed. Don't let them make you angry. And listen, I'm telling myself that more than you. I have my own issues. Klaus Schwab wants to make you angry. He wants to make you riot. He wants to make you burn and kill. He wants to destroy the world economy. be aware of his activities and say no to him and his anti-human agenda, and then warn others that this is a modern attack. This is a great reset. This is a globalist takeover. This is a 21st century war, and being aware of that war and aware of the fact this is all predatory and that the vaccine is a trap and that now they want shots every 6 months, which they always planned. Once people figure that out, it's game over. So the sun is rising on a new day. God is in control of this incredible universe. The globalists are tiny nobodies who are trying to play God, but they're not. All right, I'm Alex Jones signing off. I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar, InfoWars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv. We are back live. I didn't turn my microphone on. I meant to cover this yesterday and I ran out of time. I don't do this on purpose. And then I was just doing it again, and now I can't find my Extinction Rebellion and the Voluntary Extinction Group and the Fox News reporting that white people are being taught to kill themselves. I'll have to find it during the break. This is just out of control. Oh, here, I found it. My goodness. So that's very important. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to come in tomorrow, and I'm going to tape with just one or two crew members. We're going to do the big production. I'm going to tape like a 30, 40-minute report just on their master plan. They did a pretty good job, and I want to really walk through it all and then look at why they want to exterminate you and how they're telling you they want you to kill yourself and your family. And I've got all the documents and all the admissions, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, everything saying we want you to kill yourself. Well, but they want you to take a shot because they love you so much. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow, and it should be up on InfoWars.com and band.video by 4 o'clock or so. So the crew's tired. A lot of stuff's going on this week. I always do Sunday 4 to 6. Owen comes in 6 to 8 for the weekend shows that are great and very informative. So much happens over the weekend. But the Saturday shows are just hotter than a white-hot metal. And so I'm going to come in tomorrow, and I'm going to shoot in the morning a detailed report on all this to kind of integrate everything in together, because this has been one hell of a week. All I can tell you is thanks for keeping us on the air. We would not have gotten this far as a race of humans against the globalists and their off-world controller who's fallen on the planet if we wouldn't have had InfoWars. So praise God for this. I thank you all for this. And I ask you to redouble your efforts and really contemplate InfoWars and how far we've come and where we're going. And just go get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get storable foods that are ready to ship you right now before the food prices and shortages come, which is already happening with inflation. And I would get your immune system boosting things like vitamin mineral fusion and natural defense and bodies and Vasobeats and pollen block. And, of course, I think it's just the best. It's the highest grade of krill you're going to find, ultimate krill oil. 40% off, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion is selling out, so we won't have that for months when it sells out, but I'm still keeping it 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and we need that capital. I am a busy beaver, doing a lot of stuff, a lot of new exciting things, a lot of new exciting folks we're going to be working with, and a bunch of big projects that think this is a big project. We got stuff just as big. I'm going to expend every day. I've never had this much energy. God has just energized me, but I need funds, and then that's the equation. Holy Spirit, the money, the action, we win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.